The time is 19 minutes past 5. You've just tuned in. You are listening to Taking Care of Business here on Rise FM with Wandile Mazibuko. Now, the University of Mpumalanga launched its first research chair in biodiversity conservation today. The objective of the event was to showcase the significant co-investment by the Benjamin Raymond Oppenheimer Trust through Oppenheimer Generations Research and Conservation and the University of Mpumalanga for advancing cutting-edge research that focuses on habitat restoration, species conservation, and combating climate change. The event featured a few presentations from the representatives of the Oppenheimer Generations Research Conservation and the University of Mpumalanga. And this was to highlight the significance of the establishment. And joining me on the line to further discuss this particular matter is Dr. Duncan McFadgen, who is the Head of Research and Conservation at the Oppenheimer Generations. Welcome, Dr. McFadgen, to Taking Care of Business here on Rise FM.
Good afternoon, Wandile. Great to be on your show.
Yeah, Dr. McFadgen, first of all, I wanted to say welcome to Mpumalanga. It was a pleasure meeting you today. I want to find out, I mean, can you tell us more about your organization, Oppenheimer Generations, and what you guys do?
Sure, Wandile. Oppenheimer Generations is a diverse community of commercial ventures and not-for-profit entities, or departments, shall I say, that represent the global interests of Nikki and Jonathan Oppenheimer. But more specifically, I head up the Research and Conservation Department, or POT, which is a non-entity part of the organization. And of course, our mandate is really to catalyze meaningful research and create dialogue that positively impacts African landscapes, creates opportunity, educational opportunities for students, and kind of empower the next generation of African scientists. Of course, our work also focuses on burning issues across the continent, including, you know, issues such as climate change, tipping points, you know, the wildlife economy space, biodiversity conservation, which of course links very closely to this chair, sustainable land use, and of course, you know, human environment interactions, you know, all in all, to kind of look at creating a sustainable future for Africa, for its people, you know, for its wildlife and for its landscapes.
Now, Dr. McFadgen, today at the University of Mpumalanga, you launched the Biodiversity Conservation Project with the university. How did this partnership come about and what are you hoping to achieve?
Oh, and yeah, I mean, it's really, really exciting. And Professor Dan Parker is the chair holder. And it's looking at a chair in biodiversity conservation. And of course, the primary vision for this chair would be that the chair conducts, you know, high impact research that advances kind of our understanding of biodiversity conservation and, you know, focuses on the various aspects that combine it, you know, habitat restoration, species conservation, and of course, the impacts of climate change on biodiversity. But secondly, we really hope that this chair will be a hub for collaboration. You know, often scientists live in silos, and Professor Parker and I have had many discussions about breaking down those silos and creating kind of an interdisciplinary approach which looks at ecology, but also genetics, climatology, but also bringing in the social sciences to address some of those many conservation challenges which are out there, and have a comprehensive and effective response to the biodiversity crisis that we find ourselves in. But then the other thing which is very close to my heart, and that is this chair is going to play a pivotal role in the training of the next generation of conservation scientists and practitioners. You know, I really think, you know, investing in education, you know, we're going to create a pipeline of skilled professionals dedicated to safeguarding, you know, the planet's biodiversity.
Now, Dr. McFadgen, I mean, the Oppenheimer name in South Africa is obviously synonymous with building lasting legacies. Why specifically, and I'm just curious, did you choose Mpumalanga? I know we obviously rich in terms of nature here and biodiversity and conservation and so on. But why did you specifically choose Mpumalanga to be able to invest in this particular project?
Wandile, I mean, you partly said it. I think that Mpumalanga is, in my opinion, you know, one of the most diverse, most biodiverse provinces in South Africa. And it's in essence the biodiversity heartland. I do think, and Mr. Oppenheimer mentioned it today, that it's so strange that Mpumalanga has never had a university of this nature, and you know, being one of only two new South African universities which were not established through the mergers of existing old school universities. I mean, we found this hugely unique, and combined with the rich biodiversity and in the past people going from other parts of the country to Mpumalanga to study its biodiversity, now there's a university from within its heart that we can conduct that research, and you know, we're very, very excited about the potential. And just, you know, walking around and seeing the students today, you know, it's wonderful that so many students are coming from the local area, local community. And, you know, we had a wonderful presentation today by one such a student. And she explained the opportunities, Nozipho Motlatswa.
Yes.
And she was just saying how wonderful it is to have these opportunities and have a university. Yeah, so I think it was a no-brainer for Oppenheimer Generations to support a chair, and might I say it's the first chair at the university in this space. So really, really exciting.
And what a great presentation it was. I mean, you mentioned Nosipo as well, being able to give that as well. I think she's an MSc student now, and I think it was a fantastic presentation coming through from her. I had tears in my eyes when I was listening to her, particularly because I felt what she was saying, because once upon a time, I was also a young man, believe it or not, Dr. McFadden, and I had to leave the province in order to go and access higher education. So we're very proud of the University of Mpumalanga. But lastly, just in closing here, Doctor, I mean, how important, and as a broader topic, is biodiversity conservation in today's world? And can we expect maybe more investments to be able to come in to the Mpumalanga province?
Absolutely. I think there certainly needs to be a focus on Mpumalanga. You know, biodiversity, and I mean, it's quite well written on, I mean, it poses massive threats, the loss of biodiversity. And it's, you know, it's unprecedented, and the health of our planet depends on us protecting what we've got. And you know, it's affecting ecosystems, it affects economies, which is very important for job creation, and I think the well-being of all living creatures, which means it addresses all of us. You know, it's not just wildlife; we're a part of nature, and you know, humans and the man on the street, you know, directly or indirectly affects him in some way or the other. You know, according to the World Wildlife Fund report, you know, over 70% of animals have decreased over the African continent in the past 50 years. You know, that's hugely worrying. And, I mean, we don't want to end up in the global south like the global north, which has very little left. You know, we're so fortunate to have, you know, ecosystems which are functioning and that can support, you know, huge amounts of biodiversity. So now it's now or never, in my opinion. And I'm very fortunate that my principles are, you know, very much in line in this vision, and that we really want to focus on backing, you know, these shining stars and these institutions that really show great promise and that are going to make a change in the conservation biodiversity space. So we're very proud to be associated, you know, with the University of Mpumalanga, and it's over the next 6 years, and depending on how well we do, you know, I'm sure, you know, further investment will flow.
And what a beautiful building was launched today as well, Dr. McFadden. What a beautiful building that is. And I think well done to everybody that was involved. I think the one thing that came through for me is how passionate everybody is about this project, especially from the Vice Chancellor to Mr. Nicky Oppenheimer as well, the way you spoke about the project, to Dr. Dan Parker as well, and obviously yourself and notable speakers. But thank you so much, Dr. McFadden, for joining me here on Taking Care of Business. And please do enjoy the rest of your afternoon, sir.
Thanks, Wendy. Really great to chat to you. Have a great day.
And that was Dr. Duncan McFadgen, who is the head of research and conversation at Oppenheimer Generations there, just giving us that caveat in terms of what was happening today at the University of Mpumalanga with that particular partnership between Oppenheimer Generations and obviously the University of Mpumalanga. And what a beautiful building was launched today. I mean, I was so impressed and in terms of that. And to see, like he said, the number of students that we're just excited to have these kind of facilities within the institution itself was something to behold. The time is 29 minutes past five. We've come to the end of Taking Care of Business here.